Hey, how about that tune? That tune featured Ben Christensen on the drums. It featured Cameron Golling on the trombone. That's a slide trombone. The slide trombone. It featured Anthony Arias on the tenor saxophone. And it featured the hardest working man in showbiz tonight, Mr. Ted Barber, on the guitar. So I tried as hard as I could to come up with a Halloween theme, and I really couldn't do it. But the name of that first tune is Sugar. Okay, that's as close as it gets. And that's a great tune by Stanley Turrentine. He's one of those Texas tenor players, a real soulful kind of player. And the arrangement was by a guy named Bob Florence, who is a really, really hip arranger for jazz bands. So that was Sugar, and we're going to move on to a tune called Bolivia. And, of course, Bolivia is a country in South America, y'all know that. But it's also a really cool jazz tune by a fellow named Cedar Walton, so we're going to do a cool arrangement of Bolivia right now. And I'm trying to think, I know Lucas plays trumpet on this, and Ryan plays piano, Anthony plays some tenor, Cameron here on this? Yeah, so we have Cameron and Anthony, who you heard in the previous tune, and you're also going to get to hear a bit of Lucas Romero on trumpet and Ryan Fromwood on piano. So here is Bolivia. Thank you. Once again, that's Ryan Frohman on piano, Lucas Romero on trumpet, Cameron and Anthony on that too. And Joseph on drums, oh my gosh. Joseph Ozzie on the drums there. Dylan on that too. So, a great problem to have is in a big band when you have a whole bunch of people that really want to play solos. And some schools you might have a couple of people, you know, that are into that. But here, man, we got them coming out of the woodwork, which is really cool. So this next tune is called Don't Get Sassy. And it's written by Thad Jones. And Thad Jones led a big band in New York that played every Monday night at this little jazz club called the Village Vanguard. And Monday nights are kind of a slow night. You know, most of the other clubs aren't doing anything. So all the jazz musicians, the best guys in town, would get together, and for decades, they would play every Monday night, and all the musicians would hang out. So I'm a big fan of Thad's, and this tune features just a scad of people, and so I'm going to wait and announce all the names when you've been impressed by their ability to play. So this is Don't Get Sassy.
Thank you.
So, man, just a whole bunch of people sounded great on that. We started off with Andrew Esquer on piano. That's Andrew. There he is. And can you show him your tie again? So we got the rocking the Halloween thing. See that? Okay. And then, gosh, let's see. We had Gunnar Tapp, who's a new guy in the band. Gunnar's back there on trumpet. Gunnar's right there. And then we had Owen King on a bass solo. That's Owen. And help me out, guys. And then, oh, and then, wait, Blake? No. Oh, geez, God. And then Angel played Angel Gonzalez on trumpet, and then Blake, and then Anthony. Okay, now that's a lot to remember. So I try not to talk too much, but I kind of have a purpose tonight because these are really, really challenging charts, and everything is, kind of pro-level stuff, and these guys had a rehearsal today, so I'm trying not to completely, fry their chops. But hey, so this next tune, I got to tell you a little story. So every year we host a jazz festival. It's been going on for 28 years now. And it's really cool because we bring some world-class famous musicians and they play a concert backed up by the band that year, and it's really cool. And there's a guy named Bobby Shue who, if you're a jazz trumpet player, when people say Bobby Shue, everybody goes, because he's just an amazing guy. So he had an arrangement done to feature Bobby, and Bobby's not here tonight, but Lucas Romero is. So we're going to feature Lucas a little bit. We're going to feature Isaac Michaels on the alto. We're going to feature Andy on the trombone. And so we hope you like this tune. It's called Cubano Chant. Cubano Chant. Here you go. Thank you. So, since we're kind of saving trees and stuff, and we're using the same program for tonight and also for the concert next week, I didn't put the names of the tunes in there, so if you're a student here doing a concert report, you know, just, I'm trying to make sure I mention all the titles. That last one was Cubano Chan, and also Joseph Mazzi was killing it on the congas back there. So, if you're paying attention, and you look like the kind of crowd that would pay attention, you probably noticed that there are some kind of platooning going in. And so what happened was, you know, we have auditions when school starts, and man, there were just all these great players, and it's like, how do I pick the guitar, bass, piano, drum, what am I going to do? So I want to quickly introduce you to the rhythm section. That is Mr. Spencer Reeve, currently on the bass. That's him right there. Wait. And so Spencer is sharing the duties with Owen King, who is the brother of Holden King, who was the bass player here before. Is Holden around somewhere? I mean, look, yeah, he's in L.A. But is Owen around somewhere? Anyway, he's back there, so he'll be out in a minute. He's kind of shy. So we have a couple bass players. Hey, you can clap for the King family. They're good. And so I'll be introducing you to some other... Well, let's do the drums. There's Ben Christensen playing drums on this next tune, but also Joseph Mazzi has been playing drums. And so we'll talk about the other instruments here in a quick second. All right, so we have a couple more tunes we're going to play for you guys. This next one is called Blue Skies. Blue Skies. And it's I think it was written maybe back in the 20s. I mean, it's an old, old tune. And it's composed by Irving Berlin, who wrote a lot of those great, you know, tunes from a century ago almost. But the arrangement of this tune is by a friend of mine whose name is Mike Kamuf. And if you're taking notes for a report, K-A-M-U-F, Mike Kamuf. And he's a teacher back in Baltimore. And he just writes all this great music. And guys, you don't know this yet, but Mike's also going to be one of the clinicians at City Jazz in the spring. So we're pretty amped about that. Anyway, we're going to play Blue Skies, and we're going to feature on this tune Brandon Mahawi on the soprano saxophone. Hey, Brandon, show him that little tiny saxophone. Look at that thing. Looks like a golden clarinet, doesn't it? But it isn't. It's a soprano. So Brandon's going to play on this tune, as is John Trujillo on the tenor saxophone. And you're going to hear, there's a little moment in this tune where it seems like John is picking a fight with the band. And he kind of does something, then the band sort of responds. And if it seems like there's a little tension there, there really isn't. That's all part of the chart. But it's a pretty fun part. So anyway, without further ado, here is Blue Skies. John Trujillo on tenor, and Brandon Mahawi on soprano, and Ben Christensen on the drum. All right, so I think I said earlier that, you know, we were really trying to do the Halloween thing because it's October, and I had kind of forgotten until a few weeks ago that I had actually composed a piece of music called Carvin' the Pumpkin. I know, who knew? I think you'd remember if you'd done something stupid like that. Anyway, so it was rattling around in our music library, so I thought, well, you know, let's play it. And so it's kind of an interesting tune. It blends, you guys ever heard of like Gene Krupa or Benny Goodman, those old swing kind of guys? So it kind of blends the 1930s swing thing with some other styles of music, and I think you'll see as it goes along. Oh, this isn't good at all. What? Are you an ass? Oh my god, can you see your music in that thing? Like, go like this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good, good. The trombone section, that just doesn't look right at all, does it? Okay, but all right. So see, they're in the Halloween spirit, and this is good. I would like to introduce you, you've heard a bunch from Ted, because he played with the other group, but also on guitar, new this year, is Weston Cook on the guitar. How about Weston? He's going to play this next year. And there's Owen King right there, and there's Spencer. And Ryan, what are you wearing? Oh, no, God. So we have two piano players, and Ryan actually plays trumpet in the band, but he said, hey, can I try on piano? So anyway... So we've got Ryan on piano on this tune. And solos on this tune, you're gonna hear Orange Mask, that's Jack there. You're gonna hear Weston, as we mentioned. Who else?
Master Splinter.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You couldn't tell I had
this on. Okay, Cameron's gonna play, and there's one more person, guys, help me out. Okay, oh, and John's gonna play in this one. So, without further ado, Carvin' the Pumpkin. And just be aware that there may be a surprise in store for you, because it's Halloween. Will it be a trick? Will it be a treat? Who knows?
Thank you.
Woo!